What do you do when you're the one who's a hot mess? Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery, or in today's episode, Heather's Confessional. I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach for business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And I gotta keep it real with you, friends. Yesterday, I did an episode on how to tell whether or not you're taking perfectly imperfect action or if you're acting like a hot mess. And I have to tell you, that was one hot mess of an episode. But lucky for you, it turns into a mindset minute and mindset in real time, and how you can bounce back from your own hot mess, how you can find focus when you've been distracted, and how you can get back on track. So if we're going to keep the confessional real, I have to tell you, I didn't even want to be recording yesterday's episode. I had hoped to have more episodes pre-recorded in the queue for myself, but I had run out of topics. Normally, the way I run my show is anytime I have a client conversation or something comes up in a conversation I'm having with a business colleague, or I have an insight, I just keep this running list of mindset conversations to have on the show for the days when I don't have letters. And that list had run dry, and I didn't have any emails in my inbox to answer. Then my husband and I had just come back from a wonderful, incredible long weekend away. We went to Big Sur, California, and it was awesome. It's like coastline right up along a Rocky Mountain trail. It's ridiculous. But the altitude got to me, and both of my ears are blocked. And when I record on the show, I use my phone. So as I was, you know, preparing and testing, recording, and all of that, given that my ears were blocked, I could hear this like humming coming back at me because of whatever was going on that the altitude had caused in my ears. And then, because it gets better, I realized maybe like 10 minutes before I went to record the show that I had probably, I think, left a ring behind that's really important to me back at the hotel in California. I'm pretty sure that I remember where I left it, and I don't think I grabbed it, and I couldn't find it in my luggage when I did a quick look. And I needed to get the show recorded because, as I said, it gets better. I had to get to a dental appointment so they could do a crap ton of dental work on me yesterday. So I did this hot mess of an episode, dropped it, and told myself if there was time after, I would clean it up. I would either just delete it entirely, I would start over, come up with a new topic, or just let it be. And when I was driving back from said dental work, I kind of knew, it was obvious, nobody feels like recording a podcast when their mouth is numb and their tongue doesn't feel right and all the nerves are starting to sing every time you move your jaw. So I knew it wasn't going to happen. And I made a conscious choice to just let it be. Because I think sometimes when we can't get it done, when we can't do our best, we have to learn how to be okay with that. Because we're not going to hit it out of the park every single time. We are going to, with good intentions, want to do well, want to deliver, want to connect, want to transform. And whatever the reason is, however things go awry, something's going to go awry, and we're not going to be able to. And we need to sit in that discomfort. Because otherwise, I think one of the things that holds people back from taking action, one of the things that keeps people playing small, hiding in a corner, not doing the thing, is the fear of being the hot mess, of seeming out of control to people, of seeming disorganized or unprofessional or sort of just ignorant. And if we don't realize that we can sit in those moments of failing, sit in those moments of just not even perfectly imperfect, just straight up imperfect, we learned that it's not so bad on the other side. We don't fear it so much. We learn to sit in the skin of somebody who isn't getting it right, but really wants to. And when we get in that skin and we get really comfortable, we can move forward. We're not as afraid to take action. We're not as afraid of making a mistake. We're not as afraid of the ums or the coughs or the laughs or whatever thing is going to get in the way of where we want to go and who we want to be. Because we learned that, you know, the worst thing happened and it turned out not to be the worst thing. The impulse I had, in all honesty and in all transparency, was to delete yesterday's episode. Not a lot of people would care or complain, I imagined. And if you did, I would remind you, you had 300 other episodes you could have listened to. The world would have turned if I just deleted and missed a day. But that's not who I am, and that's not how I move through the world. And I would have only added to my hot mess that I was creating, that sort of frenetic, disorganized energy, if I was like, oh, that's not good. I need to be perfect. Let me hit delete, and people can just miss a day. That's not how I show up. That's not what I believe. And I believe in being transparent, and I believe in sharing lessons in real time, which means admitting on the following day's show, I screwed up. I didn't do my best. I was thinking more about the ring that was missing than the show I was recording. I was dreading the dental work that was coming, and I was sad my long weekend was over, and I was wondering what the hell I was doing, thinking I could come up with content every single day for a daily mindset podcast. I wasn't with you on yesterday's show, so it kind of sucked. And I own it, and I'm okay with it, because I think I have 200 some other really good episodes you can listen to instead. But we have to accept that moment of imperfection, that moment of phoning it in, of being disjointed, of being distracted, so that we fear it less and we can go on and deliver an episode that we're worthy of, that we're capable of, and that will mean something to other people. And you may not be doing an episode. I fully well know that, but you get my point. It's the idea that if you don't get used to screwing up in public, you'll never take anything more than private action. And nobody will see it, and nobody will benefit from it, and nobody will learn from it. And you will be taking a step back from the person you want to be and the life you want to have and the business you want to run. If you want to get to where you're going to have to recognize that sometimes you're going to take a misstep, and you're going to have to increase your comfort level with making that mistake and the twisted ankle or the delay or the errant troll or the hater comment or whatever it is you're afraid will happen when you don't get it right. That's the only way you ultimately get to where you're meant to be going. So thanks for sticking with me past yesterday's crap episode. I think today's delivers the point much more clearly, much more specifically, and I really do hope you take action on it. I also hope you take this as a call out to get me a freaking letter in my inbox. The best pod comes from the best questions, and my email box is dry as a bone. So find me, reach out to me, heather@choosetohaveitall.com. Thanks so much for joining me today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.